Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Chef's Meal, where we talk about whatever and never and everything else in between. Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Chef's Meal. My name is Casey.
My name is Sean, and we're two chefs talking about our lives, one finished plate at a time.
Now we talk about whatever and ever
and everything in between.
Sean, Halloween is upon us. Is it this week? It's this week, right?
Yeah, it is. This weekend.
It is this weekend. And you know what else is this weekend, Sean?
What else is this weekend?
My last day is Friday, Sean. That's what's happening.
Oh, no. Wait. Did they hand you a check yet?
They handed me a couple of checks. But
okay, all right. I just need to know that.
I know I'm jeering about it and I'm kind of making fun of it, but Sean, there is whoever is our listeners, if you're trying to be a chef, if you're trying to to do the whole thing, it is cool and it is worth it to do the grind. However, the 80-hour work week is only fun if you're enjoying it. If you actually feel that you're giving something and you're getting something back.
What is not fun
is when people, you feel like they're taking advantage of you, one. Two, they just don't treat staff right. That just to me is like iffy. And three, it's like today, for example, right? I worked almost a 12-hour shift. No thank you, nothing. Just kind of, oh, okay, cool. You can go. What? Like, are we in the same planet? Like, what? So I just feel that it's just not worth my time. So it's a big step. It's a big kind of a leap. Mm-hmm. But this should be a red flag in any restaurant that you're working for, whoever it is, or whatever. These flags should be really, like, I think, you know, spoken about with your spouse or just in thought to yourself, is this really
okay
what you want to do, and is this the way that you want to progress your career? Sean, yeah, how do you feel? I mean, about
especially
it?
If you're in a position to, I don't say a financial position, but yeah, like a position to make those hard decisions. I mean, obviously, yeah, in an ideal situation, you would always be able to work and support yourself and be doing it in a way that is fulfilling and rewarding and appreciated. I mean, I think that's what most people working want. It doesn't matter what they're doing. If they're digging ditches, cleaning toilets, you know, if they're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company or slinging pizzas or working for a barbecue joint. Like, you want to know that your time is valuable and more valuable than the paycheck that you agreed to work for, right?
Correct.
Like, you know, whatever it is an hour, whatever the salary is, like, yeah, it's that, but it's also like, it's also more. And I think that, like, when that is a mutually understood, you know, agreement between employer and employee, things generally work better.
Yeah.
So I'll let you get back to...
No,
you.
But it's just like,
but yeah,
like Sean, like we bled the last year at our other restaurant, right? But
yeah, man,
our company was awesome. The company of others, our employees were awesome. So for us,
for sure,
even though we were working 70 fucking hours a week, it was worth it. They appreciated it.
I mean, people, we appreciated them all the time. Like, and then, you know, my story, like, you know, I was in your restaurant and then I left for a while and then, you know, I wanted to come back and people asked me like, why? And I was like, well, look, if I'm going to do the same job and I'm going to get paid the same amount, hey, if I could be doing it with like people that, you know, I count on as like, you know, true friends, you know, then yeah, why wouldn't you do that? Like, why wouldn't you do it? You know, if you know your effort is going to be appreciated and, you know, working in a kitchen is a tough environment. You know, there are stresses that repeat themselves, you know, stresses that vary. And you need to know when you look into the left and the right of you, just like any relationship, that, you know, people are going to support you. Mm-hmm. And they're going to understand, you know, they're really going to understand, you know, what you're going through moment to moment. And, you know, again, in any company, people are going to be coming in and they're going to get paid different amounts, you know. But I still feel like the key to retaining people, the key to growing a business, provided everyone is doing what they have to do. Right.
Yeah.
Because that is the baseline. Like, you got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. If the people truly care about their work, you know, and they know that it's appreciated by the people that they're working alongside, under, or above, things work. They work better.
A lot better. Like I mentioned before, and I said this to Sean, kind of, you know, off camera, but when the head tells you, Not particularly to me, but I was kind of playing devil's advocate. I was like, hey, you know, why doesn't he get another day off? He clearly said, end quote, you don't deserve another day off until I see improvement in the kitchen. Excuse me, come say that again to my face. Like, it shouldn't be like that.
I mean,
that's a big ass red flag, bro.
Just labor laws. There's got to be a respect for the work, you know, like a respect for the effort, you know, and just an understanding that, like, you can't look. I don't know if that sounds weird because I know people do it, right? But it's not, if you commit yourself 100% to your work, you have to have a work-life balance is what I'm trying to actually get at, right? Exactly. Like, you need to give people time. We're going to spend most of our time, you know, as adults, you know, if you're gainfully employed, working, right? Like, you're going to be doing that. And then some jobs require that you put in significantly more time than others. However, like, you still need to maintain, like, a good balance of things outside. Because one thing, you know, I always used to tell you, Casey, and everyone is like, yo, we do this so we could live outside of here.
Correct.
You know, and if you lose sight of that, then, like, things fall apart, man. It can't just be about the work. Mm-hmm. It can't just be about that. And especially when, you know, people aren't appreciating it, man, it can sour really quick.
Oh, and sour.
In circumstances, in right, like the one, you know, I believe that, you know, you're working with, and, you know, at least through the end of the week, like, if they are requiring people to work 7 days a week, you know, and they're doling out days off like they're sprinkles on ice cream, man. Like, people gonna burn out quick. You know,
that's what they're not gonna
be
saying.
Able to, like, decompress and give you their all while they're in the building, because they're gonna know that there's no end in sight. You know, and if they're not being respected,
it just
falls apart. So, you know, that sucks. That sucks. Yeah. And
keyword,
you know,
my respect.
Friend, I am glad that, you know, you're making the moves that are right for you, because I know what you can bring to a workplace. You know, I know what you can bring as a person, you know, in terms of work ethic and creativity and, you know, training and, you know, development of yourself and other people. Like, and if, you know, if they're not going to appreciate it beyond just, you know, for the dollar amount that you agree to when they walk in, you know, then they're losing out.
Yeah.
And hopefully for you, you know, there's a good quick bounce back. And for them, they don't have to learn those hard lessons before they get it right themselves.
Correct. I don't know. Like, like, you and I are pretty much on the same wavelength, you know, like, and I'm particularly biased to what we do because you and I grew up in a way in the same length as, you know, in the same company. We same work ethic. Literally, you and I are left and right. Like, it's just, we're two peas in a pod, kind of. So whoever we pretty much join, in my opinion, like I said, I'm really biased about it, they're going to benefit so much because of the work output and the work effort that we are going to put in. for somebody to not see that and not respect you, just on, you know, just verbally or just... Sean, I really want to punch this guy. Like, that's how much.
That's hey, man, how much stay out of jail, man. I'm annoyed of it. You don't want to get locked up on Halloween. No.
I know. It's just. Yo, okay. Another example. Like I said, this is a culinary podcast between two chefs, right?
Yes, sir.
When somebody from across the window, when I say the window, our hot window, our cell window, mm-hmm. says, this ain't good enough. Give me better on a $34,000 Saturday. Who the hell are you? Like, are you serious? Like, bro, so give you perspective, Sean. 34 grand is quite a bit. That's pretty busy. That's about 600 covers in a span of 6 hours. Okay, you can do the math. It's pretty bananas. Chef and I are going to and fro to the smoker. That in itself is a full-time responsibility because, one, you don't want to oversmoke things. Two, you don't want to burn the damn thing. You just want to make sure it's cooked and to partake the smoke. Three, you don't want to be under-smoked because then it won't have the same flavor. That in itself is bananas. Like, it's just, it's insane. Three, they have a problem with sides. People just keep calling for sides. Cool. How do we combat it? One, get another person just to do sides, literally in the back, to help out so we can push. So the two chefs, me and him, can be in the front actually orchestrating instead of being back and trying to band-aid. Because that's exactly what we're doing for like the past three weeks. And for the general manager to say, you aren't good enough, give me better... Bro, how would you feel like after working 76 hours that week and he only working 54 hours that week?
Again, like yo. I feel like, I mean, from a production point of view, I think the criticism can be valid, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm not correct. Working where you work, but I know that you bust it out. Like, I know that that's what you do. So, like, I know you're not leaving anything on the table. But let's just for devil's advocate and say that like the quality wasn't up to par. That's a talk that we can have, but I think that talk needs to come and, you know, be respectful, right? Yeah. Like, you still have to respect the craft and respect the people that you have there, right? Like. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be, maybe it's not an opportunity for a training in the moment, but hey, you can communicate like,
yeah,
how you want things better or where there's there are quality gaps, and you know, obviously you're gonna trust in the people that you have there to work together and figure it out. You know, figure out some processes. I mean, like you just said right there, and I know. From working with you in a similar capacity in the past where like, you know, maybe you don't have the staffing level that you would want to and you might be spread thin. You can still have quality when you're spread thin. It's Absolutely. Not ideal, but it can happen. But it just requires that everyone is working in concert and they're working on the same page. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like they follow with, you know, the guidelines of the plan.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're prepping differently. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you're staging your the labor or, you know, the people that you have working there, they're coming in at different times so that they're delivering, you know, products in a way that's gonna be best distributed for service.
Yeah.
But like those conversations, they need to be handled with respect for each other and respect for the process. Cause again, let's assume you had a problem making rice, right? We just I'm just pull this out of thin air, sure, right? Sure. You had a problem making rice. Now, you know, someone saying that it needs to be made better right then might not be something you can change in the moment, right? Because it takes time, right? Yes. Like it's not just if a whole batch of rice is bad, you can't just like sprinkle some salt on it and, you know, call it better. You know, like that's something that you're going to have to like, you know, assess, reflect upon and then make the right changes.
Yeah.
You know, if you're putting something on a grill, maybe you can change that a little bit quicker. Mm-hmm. But still, you got to have respect for the process.
Yeah.
And, you know, figure out what's the most effective communication to rectify the issue. But yeah, man, I mean, look, you married, I'm married. If you're having an argument with someone, if you're coming across disrespectful, like, it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. Like, it's just going to fall apart.
Exactly.
It's just going to fall apart. You just, you're going to lose sight of everything. So that's not it. That's one thing I'll say, like, I miss about the company that we worked for is, you know, they did preach ethics.
Yeah.
And, you know, and try to maintain and uphold those principles. And again, it's not to say that people didn't step out of line, but it was, you know, but it was called out. And generally, there's a meeting of the minds and you figure it out. You know, you figure it out. So
the keyword is respect. That's
they're not literally respecting my man over there. I mean, again, get your checks. Don't swing on no one because I say, man, you don't want to get locked up for Halloween, man. It's gonna be weird in the holding cell. Very it's weird. Just, you don't want those. You don't want that smoke. So
I'm working
you know
with.
Get your check. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Get some barbecue to go.
Get some barbecue to go.
It was absolutely so funny because, like, dude, I was in Jersey over the weekend, and we were thinking about, like, all week, you know, my wife was like, man, I want some barbecue.
Oh, I should have stopped by, bro.
My mom had made some ribs, but she didn't make us any ribs. So I was like, all right, we're going to get some barbecue. And then Saturday, we're doing some errands, and we stopped at a place here in the city to get some barbecue. But I knew we were going into Jersey, and had we held out, we were going to make the run up over to your restaurant. So, I mean, it would have been cool to, especially since I know you're leaving, to kind of see what they had going on, you know, one last time. But honestly, if they're not respect them. They're not respecting my man. They can't get my dollars. I'm cool on that. I'm cool on it.
It's just the key word is respect. So I'm working with respect. A burnt out chef to begin with. He's completely burnt. I see it. I know it. I was there. I know the signs. Two, a really disrespectful general manager. Really disrespectful. Not just to your face, behind your back, and like conniving. Like that, it does not sit right with me. So yeah, I put my foot down. Crazy. I'm like, enough's enough. I'm not, this is not for me. That's literally what my conversation in my head was. It's not for me, not worth my time and effort. I can do better somewhere else that will pay me even less, that will appreciate what I do. Than to put up with this kind of bullshit, in my opinion, and to what? To get more gray hairs in my head. Like, yo, it's not worth it. It really isn't worth it. So that's what I wanted to share. That's like the biggest news I have going, besides, you know, Halloween coming up and Thanksgiving coming up. And here's what I'm gonna say the kicker is for me. We have to get 50 kind of orders before Thanksgiving, like turkeys, right?
Okay.
Only the managers are going to work. They're gonna have one less dude there. So somebody's gonna work. I don't know. And I know for a fact he is so burnt out, he might just lose it too. He might just like, you know what, screw it. Like, just screw it. So happy days to that company. I don't think it's a bad company. I really don't think so.
Okay.
It's just managed incorrectly. That's all it is.
Hey, man. Look, you know, hopefully they, like I said before, hopefully they take this time to kind of reconsider how things were going, reprioritize, and, you know, start with the respect for the people that work there.
Just respect.
Yeah. A company is a product, but you know it's also a bunch of people working together. And
people first, man.
Need respect to make it work.
People first. All right, so I'm playing the Tech Tuesday. Let's get into it. Right, meow. Oh man, I was off.
Shaw's Tech Tuesday. Sean's Tech Tuesday
on an actual Monday.
Tuesday.
Wait. It was almost Tuesday.
It is almost Monday. Tuesday. I'm like, what day of the week is it? Yeah, man.
That's the question for 2020, Sean.
What day of the week is it? Is the question for 2020. It's been a long day.
It's been a long day. Yeah. All right, hit me. What you got, Sean?
So, yeah, this Tech Tuesday is a quick update about my TV woes. So, I was finally able to cart off the TV and get it back to the store and return it. Yes.
There you go.
And, you know, it was a pretty seamless process. And I ended up getting my replacement TV. And
was it the same TV?
LG. Huh?
Was it the same TV? No, you said LG, nah. So it's different already.
Nah.
Your face. Your face is ridiculous right now. Yeah. It's an LG what?
CX OLED.
LG CX?
Yeah. OLED.
48 inch? Is that what we're working with
55,
here, Sean?
Bro.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Wait, is this the same one? Hold on, let me blow it up. Is this it right here?
You got to share your screen, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
I'm flying blind, man. I'm just staring at your icon.
There we go. Is this the LG OLED you're talking about? Class CX?
Yes, sir.
Oh, damn. My bad, son. Wow. All right,
so,
while you talk about, I'm going to look at the specs.
Yes. All right. Yeah. So, a few months ago, I did like a TV buyer's guide. And at the time, I'm like, all right. So, you know, I want to be ready for the next gen of consoles. And at this point, I'm like, look, like, I'm not going to be in the habit of, you know, buying and replacing the TV every you know, every couple of years. You know, I just wanted something that was going to be like of quality and was going to last and it was going to be relatively future proof. And by future proofing, what I was talking about is support for HDMI 2.1. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go to most stores, you're going to see a bunch of new 4K TVs, some of which are going to say HDR and support for that. We've talked about that in the past, but pretty much what HDR is support for a whole bunch more colors and brightness levels. So when you're watching like a movie or playing a game and the content is coded for HDR, what you're going to see is like when you're looking at the sun, it's going to look like the sun outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you're looking at like a forest, you're going to be able to, beyond just like the higher resolution, you're going to be able to see more of the natural color range. You're not going to see what they call like banding, where like there's noticeable gradients as you're moving through the color spectrum. TV that I had before it broke was pretty good with some of those things, but this TV is definitely one of the better ones on the market. And
blew it out the water. That's what the hell it is.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, like dude, it's pretty spectacular. And yeah, shout out to LG. It has this thing called a magic remote, and pretty much what that is, you know, your standard remote control, but it also kind of functions like, I don't know if you guys remember, like the Nintendo Wii, where you can kind of wave the remote around and it moves a mouse-like cursor on the screen for, you know, navigating through menus and the like. It's kind of annoying. I'm not going to... Me and V are just like, it's a little too much, but I kind of appreciate what they were trying to do, you know, to kind of navigate moving through smart TV menus. I don't know if you're looking at the specs, but yeah, like supports 120 hertz, variable refresh, Dolby Vision, HDR, HLG, all of that shit.
Literally like, everything.
The TV is, right, it's fire, and it's going to be, you know, the centerpiece of, you know, our entertainment lives for some time. So in the past, I said, like, maybe, you know, when you're shopping for electronics and especially stuff like that, like obviously get like the best in your budget. But if you can, like, try to think of not how you use your tech now, but how you might be using it in the future.
Correct.
And if there are features to be had in there in your budget. It might be better to, you know, pay for those now rather than either find yourself behind the curve or be in a position again like I was, where like a thing just broke and, you know, now you're sitting at the table trying to figure out where are you gonna go. So shout out to LG.
Wow. Shout out to LG, bro. That is a Does it really look like that? That's great.
Dude.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth. I mean, like, in terms of sound, it has like an integrated
it has Dolby
subwoofer.
On it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and it's yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's like yes.
Still everything. You know, supports G-Sync if you've got, you know, and FreeSync if you're going to hook it up with you know, your computer and all that stuff. Like, it's pretty dope. And for anyone who's out there looking to get a TV, I would strongly, if you know, if it's in your budget, I would strongly recommend the LG OLEDs right now.
There you go. We are looking on Best Buy right now, so you can do a monthly payment or just shell out the $1,500 plus tax. But Sean, man, is talking about it, like,
it's shop like, around, like, they. I mean, I didn't pay anything near to that because, you know me, like, I'm.
I know.
However, what I will say is, like, look, if you know, if you know where to look, you can certainly find significant deals. And again, I had the benefit of returning a TV that I just bought for, you know, for full price. So, like, you know, the difference between the sticker and, you know, was offset significantly by that. But
yeah
man. Like I said, be an educated consumer. And yeah, man, you know, let that guide your purchasing decisions.
Yeah. I mean, this has a lot more ports than mine, and it has USB 2.0 ports, which is insane. I don't have that. Mine is an old TV, but at the time it was, I mean, it's future proof. This is, you know, 6 years now, or 7 years, actually. Still kicking, still amazing. But, you know, eventually, maybe in 10 years, or not in 10 years, at the 10th year, maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. Not too crazy. That's
not too crazy.
Congratulations. Yeah, hopefully you've been watching some TV and it's full glory.
So I watched the first thing of all the things to watch. Like, I watched the Dave Chappelle interview with David Letterman on Netflix. Wow. And illuminating, man. I would definitely say to anyone who is interested, like, the David Letterman talks on Netflix are really, really, really interesting. Mm-hmm. And the Dave Chappelle one is significantly so. That is definitely my recommendation for a watch. And then after that, I watched Coco on Disney Plus because that movie is a perfect representation of a lot of the features that the TV supports, Dolby Vision and Atmos and HDR and all the like.
Wow. I'm happy for you. I'm glad. Now you can finally get some value, finally. out of your TV.
We be in the house, man. Fortunately or unfortunately.
All right, not too crazy. On is that are we good for tech? Can we move on?
That's our Tech Tuesday for this week. Yeah, I mean, again, the other big story is NASA this day, you know, found significant evidence of water on the moon.
Hey,
that's cool.
That is cool.
But yeah, that's all I got this week.
All right, let's hit y'all with some food news, nice and quick. As I mentioned, we are nearing Halloween, or I should say it should just be fall, etc. X Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is the main holiday that we are looking for. After, it's all about food, so we want to be able to consume some turkeys or some ham, or in my case some duck. However, the full orange spur is now in session with more of the spooky variants because Halloween is this weekend. So all the scary good Halloween food deals you can score this year. Now, granted, we are in COVID season. Cheesecake Factory will be able to give you some stuff. Blaze Pizza, Steak and Shake, Chuck E. Cheese. Is there Chuck E. Cheese still? I thought they went out of business.
I thought they were gone.
what is going on? I think they're lying. I think this website is lying. Dairy Queen, Tim Hortons, Red Lobster, Burger King, Jimmy John's, Denny's, Applebee's. They're all giving you some brand package deals for this weekend, so make sure you go check them out. Burger King showed off new restaurant designs coming in 2021, and they include food pickup lockers. This is going to be a thing, Sean. Not just Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, they're all in talks right now, like the big major brands, because they, I mean, if you think about it, we just don't know when this is going to end. They need to increase revenue. The surefire way is to still output the same amount, but to have a destined location for you to just pick it up. So I think taking the Chick-fil-A approach, because this is straight up Chick-fil-A, bro. Like they think they've managed to somehow thought of how to better the line per se, and just for fast pickup. So from them learning at Chick-fil-A, they're gonna drop ship, not really drop ship, drop location to make it faster for you to pick up your food. So I think it's all good. This will be like, I think this is the future, man. This is literally.
Yeah, I think so.
Nobody's gonna touch shit. It's just you're on Windows 6.
I mean, it's gonna be, I guess, similar to like Amazon Locker or UPS lockers, right? Like where you can, instead of having shipped to your home, you get it shipped to a convenient place in your neighborhood with your order. They send you like a 4-digit code. You roll up when your package is there.
That's it.
Pop that code in the thing, and there you go.
Yeah, they're gonna do QR codes. So on your phone, you just scan it. Boom, there unlocks.
Boom.
Nice and quick. Universal Studios shared their vegan mac and cheese recipe. I just wanted to share this, Sean. I hate vegan. but maybe it's not the vegan term. It's the really pissed off person, because they consider themselves vegan, and they kind of like outputting themselves into you when you just want to be left alone. Sean, what is the definition of vegan? Do you know?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much you're not eating anything that have feelings.
That's correct. Anything not animal wise, that's a vegan. Moving on. That's how much I wanted to spend on that. Heinz redesigned their famous ketchup as tomato blood. Sean, this is pretty cool. For Halloween, and only 570 bottles. I actually want to cop one, Sean. We'll be giving out. I don't know how fast this is going to happen, but I want one.
Where are they going to have
this? I have no idea. So in honor of the holiday, Heinz rebranded their classic tomato ketchup with fun tomato blood packaging that features blood drops in a dark label that seemingly glows in the dark. What the f-? I want one. From now through October 31st at 11:59 p.m. all central, you can enter to win your own bottle of ketchup by making a TikTok video. Okay, you know what? For viral TikTokers, this would be a thing. I really want one so I can sell it later in life for like $1 million. I don't know. Only 570 is going to be made, Sean. How do you think I should make a TikTok video of it? you can use the hashtags Heinz Halloween and hashtag sweepstakes in a caption.
You should stage a crime scene, and then your wife can come in there, realize you're dead, resuscitate you with some French fries, and then dip the fries in your stage crime scene blood.
Got it. I was just thinking I should overcook like a prime rib steak and just douse ketchup on top of it. Add some rice and call it a good day. You know, that would might do it.
That also could work.
Moving on really quickly. KFC's fried chicken scented fire log. Sean, I did not say that incorrectly. Scented KFC. Fire logs. Bro, you can smell like a KFC in your house. Fire logs.
Yeah. You don't have to spend money on a fire. Like, why wouldn't you just get KFC? So pro tip, if you get some KFC and eat more than you should eat, you're going to smell like KFC all night long.
Sean, the capture is deck the halls while the halls smell like 11 herbs and spices. KFC fire log. I'd try it if I had a furnace.
Not really. You gotta, like, you, I guess.
$15.88, bro, that's like a bucket of chicken. Why?
That's what I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't you just get the chicken? Get more chicken.
Okay, moving on. This is more a little serious. A listeria outbreak linked to deli meat has been reported in 3 states and has sickened 10. Now, one death has been reported. So always in our processes, cold meats should stay below 41. Hot holding foods should stay above 140. That is the two temperatures that we gauge. Anything in between, bacteria can grow and thus making you sick. However, the only other thing that compromises the two is cross-contamination. So at some point, something have either just cross-contaminate something and have made the food not safe to eat. So an alert was issued last Friday. 10 people fell ill. Hopefully they're okay. And the listeria broke in 3 states, Florida, Massachusetts, and New York. So just be careful if you are consuming some deli meat products. I'm assuming there's some lists that is going on right now, but they are requiring for you to, if you are going to have some hot food, make sure it's a little more hotter than usual. Just to make sure, right. Like above 165. Boiling is around 180, 195. So just a step below boiling is where you want your food. So just be careful, people. Please, you don't want to get sick, especially COVID season.
No, not right. Yeah, nah.
Don't do that. Just a few more. 7-Eleven is offering BOGO pizzas for Halloween in cheese, pepperoni, or extreme meat. Okay. Why would you go to a 7-Eleven for a pizza? I do not know. You are in New Jersey, New York. Shame on you, because we have the best pizzas in the world. Like, fact. Dunkin' is in talks to sell to the company that owns Buffalo Wild Wings and Sonic. Sean, as you know, Dunkin' Donuts has closed like 33% of their stores, man. They're just...
That's crazy, man.
There's a lot of this. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, some... It might be an opportunity for a collab. So maybe for Buffalo Wild Wings and Sonic, maybe they can all make donut babies together. So it might be like a donut wing / drink. Like Sonic does like the fast food stuff, right?
Texas toast, grilled cheese, donut sandwich with the green apple soda slushy.
Moving on. Milano has a new amaretto hot cocoa flavor that will be your cookie of choice this season. Pepperidge Farm is amazing. They shell out a ton of these things, but the Milano cookies are the ones that are most famous of. They're having an amaretto hot cocoa. Amaretto is just like a fancier version of their flavored cocoa. Yeah, I'm not mad about it. I'm allergic, so no thanks.
Moving on. I'm thinking like the next great American story would be taking like a bus trip, you know, across the states and subsiding only on Pepperidge Farm amaretto cookies.
Oh, that would be bad, actually. That's...
You just blog the whole trip. Like, everything that you did and didn't and couldn't do.
Because you were eating amaretto cookies.
Only amaretto cookies and only traveling by Greyhound bus from New York to San Francisco.
When I was a person that ate a lot more candy, Twizzlers was my go-to. Twizzlers and Snickers. Mm-hmm. Especially when I came over to the States. I've never had Twizzlers till I came over here. Twizzlers was like that. I was like, oh, wow, what is this? This is amazing. It's in noodle format, so I was already in love. But Twizzlers has new gummies, tongue twisters.
My goodness. That is so true. That
combine two flavors in every piece. Sean, it's noodles, pretty much. It's a noodle candy. Am I wrong?
See, and it's funny that you, like, all right, so you came to the East Coast, but had you been on the West Coast, you would be having the same story about red vines.
That is true. Exactly. So it's like, it's just wherever you grew up. I obviously, you know, came here in Queens first. Twizzlers was like a thing. I was like, what the fuck are you? I've never seen them. And the only things we had, the only things I can remember were Snickers. Three Musketeers actually was pretty popular.
Did you guys have, like, licorice?
No, I remember it. I've never had that the sweet tooth for it. But the one thing though that was really stupid popular were Toblerones. You remember those? The little triangle?
Yes,
things? or Toblerones. I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm sorry, whoever.
Yeah, you got it.
Toblerones. This is before I learned I was allergic to chocolate. I had no idea. I was just consuming the damn thing, breaking out the hell everywhere in my body. I have no idea why. And then we went to not a dietitian, but somebody that told me I was allergic to chocolate. I was like, oh, well, that's great. So no more chocolate. But yeah, that is for food news. Like I mentioned, we will cover more of the Thanksgiving goodies in upcoming episodes. I'm sorry we haven't done another podcast. I was just working so much and really frustrated. Bro, I clocked in at 82 hours last week.
Look, man, that last check's going to be healthy. And you're going to walk out of there with your respect. So,
thank you. That is it. For everybody else that is listening, please, if you want to be a chef, if you want to do the same things that we are doing, it is completely okay to do so. However, make sure you have the respect and the knowledge to see the red flags. It is not worth your time for somebody to keep downing you and not respecting what you do for no apparent reason. There's different ways to go about it. Please, please. We already have so much stress to begin with. It's a stressful job. That's how much we get. Well, I used to say, somebody were saying, oh, how much do you get paid? Well, I was like, I get paid by the amount of stress I can handle. I can handle a lot. But it's not worth my time for somebody to just kind of like this the entire time.
To cover it, to smother and disrespect, right? Like, that's the thing, man. That is the thing.
It's not worth it. So, put my foot down. That's what it is. Not doing it. Onward and upward. Sean, you want to give them...
I do, but you know, this one isn't gonna be specifically like uplifting, and we're just gonna kind of finish with some respect. So this morning I kind of, you know, heard from a coworker about the passing of a former chef of mine. You know, big rest in peace to Chef Doug. He was my chef when I was working in a restaurant.
Oh, you worked with him?
Work Rhode Island. Oh, wow. Yeah, he passed suddenly this weekend. He was 52 years old, and one thing that I will definitely say about that man is he was full of energy. He was full of energy, full of life, willing to impart a lot of like life lessons and training. I mean that was his key, and pretty much like that restaurant that I was working at was not directly affiliated with Johnson & Wales, but most of the staff that was working there was coming from that school. So, you know, unlike a lot of other places that, you know, we've worked, like the majority of the staff was young, and this was going to be probably their first or second job in like the culinary industry. So one thing about Chef Doug is like he knew that he was looking to foster talent and really develop people and challenge them to be better and give them the opportunity to kind of take what they were learning in school and make it practical and real. Yeah. And, you know, because of the nature of how that school operates, we're like, they don't do semesters. They were doing trimesters. You'd have like new people rotating in and out all the time. I mean, I was there myself only for a year, but, you know, I feel like in that year I learned a lot about the industry, a lot about, you know, myself, a lot about the management style that I wanted to develop in the future. And, you know, I owe, you know, a big chunk of that to Chef Doug, you know, like, again, there's going to be a lot of people that you work with in across any industries, and kind of as they ascend and they have less of, I won't say the grunt work to do, they kind of distance themselves from it. And in some respects, sometimes it can be a good thing, because like, obviously, you know, if it's not your key responsibility, you don't want to be mired in it. And maybe you can take like your experience from having done it and apply it to like managing and delegating and all those things. But while Doug was an expert in, you know, managing and developing that young talent and maintaining a successful restaurant, he, man, I'm getting choked up.
That's okay. Hey, man, go for it.
He always... he always was willing, you know, to remind you that he didn't get there without, you know, getting in there and doing the grunt work.
Hmm.
The dude was punctual. The dude was always there on time. If he called you at any time of the day, he was full of energy. Like, he wanted you to meet and match it, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you came in, if you were having a bad day, you weren't going to have a bad day for long. And like I was saying to you before about, you know, you describing how it is to work at the place that you're working, like, the stress is going to be the stress.
Mm-hmm.
But that dude, you know, fostered an energy where, like, everyone understood it, but we was gonna get through it.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that, like, you know, I'm gonna take forward with me. You know, big condolences to his family. You know, big shout out to all the folks that that I work with in that particular restaurant at that particular time. Big shout out to anyone who came through there before me and anyone who's gonna come there after, because I know that you know, Doug's energy probably seeded the careers of thousands of young people.
Yeah.
You know? So, mm-hmm. Hey man, you know, big shout out to Chef Doug.
Hey, let's take a moment. I've always wanted to say it. This is like the second time I will be saying it. Chef Doug, 86. Have a good day. We'll see you later, Chef. So shout out. Like I said, mentioned.
Thanks for the chicken sandwiches, Chef Doug.
Yeah, man, it's a tough job, bro. It really is. It takes a lot out of you. It is, man.
So.
And hopefully, we are the same as he portrayed himself. So that's the only thing that we can look forward to. Hopefully, we can foster the same energy and give somebody the time of day.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Again, you can catch all the goodness of Chef Salty Pork Podcast on YouTube. It is streaming everywhere, wherever you hear your podcast. You can catch Sean at MetroCard X on Twitter. And any questions, please send us some emails. Anything that you want to cover, any kind of meals
yeesh.
Or whatever recipes you are having trouble with.
Got my candy DM recipe for y'all next week.
There we go. I do have one more side for next week too, but I won't tell you that till. So, but other than that, ladies and gentlemen, from us,
it's out, internet. Rest in peace, Doug.